It's time for the Ronin role-playing podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Ronin Role-Playing Podcast. I am your host, Scormus. Okay, so let's pick up right where we left off in Rifts. As we know, last week, Grim managed to stumble his way across getting paid, finally. And while on his way to the next town so that he could, you know, replace or repair his current armor and maybe spend some of his money otherwise, while camped out, a mystery injured man, someone new, not somebody else we've already dealt with, came stumbling into his camp and collapsed by his fire. So that's where we start things up. All right, so I'm gonna say that Grim, having quipped, you'd better not have messed up my snares. Although he did. He's going to put his, you know, sling his rifle and go over and check out this guy. Although, it seems a little suspicious, someone just running into his camp like that. He's going to keep his eyes up, you know, looking around, make sure there isn't, like, bandits ready to jump him or something. So, is this a trap? Let's check the oracle. Yes, of course it's a trap. So, I'm going to have him detect ambush because he has that skill. Darn it, let's use it. He's not very good at it, but he has it. Woohoo! But he rolled successfully, just barely. But he succeeds on the skill, and here's like not a snapping twig, but something brushes against a, he hears some leaves rustle that shouldn't have. So I'm going to have him react and dive back behind that boulder for cover and unsling his rifle again. And I think it's time for initiative, don't you? Ooh, I got an 18. What about the dude at the campfire? He's going to lay there pretending to still be injured. And whoever is out in the woods also got that. So, how are we going to respond? All right, you guys. I might have fallen off a melon truck, but I didn't fall off a melon truck yesterday. You guys think you can get me with a simple trick like that? No response. Okay, you must not like your buddy very much. And aim my rifle at the dude laying by the campfire pretending to be unconscious. Way I see it, he's nothing to me. As far as I'm concerned, he's dead. So, ain't gonna hurt anything if I put a few energy bolts through him. Now, how will they respond? Are they going to try to stop me? Yes. So, I'm basically holding my first action, yelling at them like that. And he failed. Wow, one rolled a 2 and one rolled a 3. So, I should check how many there are out there, by the way. Ah, there's 2, so I need to roll initiative for the other guy. They all rolled the same exact initiative. That's amazing. All of them go at 8. That is so cool. Well, actually, cool isn't the word. More weird, but I'll take it. Whatever. Okay, so gonna roll for the other guy. He does shoot, but I'm under concealment, so he shoots the rock. He doesn't hit me. That's their action. Basically, the guy on the ground by the campfire tried to roll and, you know, pulled out his pistol and took a shot. The other another dude missed, and this other guy hit the rock. So, hit the boulder, I should say. So now it'd be my turn. And I think I've got the only clear shot is at dude by my campfire. I'm aiming at him. Get my aimed fire bonus. And I want to do a headshot. Well, my aimed fire is that. And I believe for cold shot, you need a 15. Let me double check that really quick, because that's kind of important here. That. Ah, yes. Okay, called shot. Oh, it's above a 12. So I did get above a 12. It doubles my damage. So that would be 2d6 doubled. So, fragile boy just took 12 because he got shot in the head. Oh! No, he didn't take that. He is cursed-splattered. He's not wearing a helmet. So he's done. Now, that was my second action. Dude in the woods won. Ooh. Ooh. He got a called. He got a critical. He rolled a 20. And he, the other guy, managed to hit me as well, but not with a critical. So, more. Plus, wow, that's 19 damage. Wow. My armor is not doing well. Okay. They're both out of attacks. I am going to... I think I'm going to try and prowl away from the rock and kind of blend into the woods so I can try and sneak around behind them. So let's see if I can do that. Yes, sir. I'll just kind of blend off into the woods. I got a 20. I needed a 4. Anything under a 49% was fine. I'm sorry, 51. I was looking at the wrong thing. Same difference. So they know they hit me. So I'm going to say that the two of them, both human males, are going to come into the camp. They'll be cautiously sneaking around looking to see if they can find me. It's getting quite dark, though. And who has night vision goggles? I have night vision goggles. So, comes up again to the initiative round. I'm going to use my sniper skill to pop one of their heads. Pop goes the bandit. Okay. Just barely, I got a 12. And why, yes, it doesn't matter to roll the damage. Pop goes the bandit. He's dead. And the other one, what is he going to do? Is he going to run or stay and fight? If it's a yes, he runs. Emphatic yes. Exceptional yes. He turns and runs into the woods. And here's the thing. It's now my action again. He's running. I could take another shot. Now here's the thought. If I shoot him while he's running, is that necessarily a... Well, I wouldn't say it's an evil act. These guys were trying to kill me. And if I let him go, he could come back with more. Well, it is a post-apocalyptic dog-eat-dog world. Aimed shot to the back of one's noggin. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I got 3 dead guys. Ooh. I have 3 sets of armor. I didn't shoot a single one. Actually, I'm going to say that they didn't really have any good armor anyway. That'd be just too cheap. That'd be way too cheap. I mean, wait a minute. What does it say about bandits? Yeah, they've got heavy MDC armor, according to this. But, nah, just for simplicity, I'm going to say they didn't. These were not your typical, high-tech bandit is what they have stats for here. That's not what I was looking for. I'm looking for just, you know, people waylaying travelers in the woods. So, yeah, we're not going to go with that. But, pretty sure... That was enough. Gotta look at my things. Doot 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 doot. There's the experience section. So you get experience in this game based off the things you do. Whether you do skills, clever but futile ideas, there's a whole list of things, right? Killing or subduing minor menaces, which I'd call these minor menaces. That's three of them. That's 150 right there. Others, where was my experience points again? I am a wilderness scout. I needed 1900. No, I'm not quite there. Maybe by the end of these sessions this month, I'll have enough to go up to level 2, but not right now. Regardless. Boy, my armor is messed up, though. Okay, so that was the event on the way to town. So, I'm going to say I did well. I'm going to move that. That moves me down to chaos rank, chaos factor of 5. I'm back to standard. Woohoo! Okay, so let's get to town. Yay! It's the next day. I've buried the bodies. And shallow graves. Come on, I'm not going to put that much work into it. And got some sleep. Got up the next day, got my stuff, got out. I'm going to say that they did have energy rifles. And then two of them had energy rifles, one had an energy pistol at least. So that's a couple things. Sell. So that's a little bit of money. What are the value of those really? I'm just going to go with some basic stats on that. Equipment-wise. Doot-doot-doot-doot. Come on, where are they at? Oh, that's conventional weapons. That's why I'm not finding anything. Uh-huh. Because they can't put all the weapons together in the same area. No! Oh, wow. That's 6,500. The black market cost. And this one is 16,000 times 2. That's 32,000. Wow, that right there is enough to replace my armor. Oh, yeah. Almost. It's 38,500. It's only 40,000 to replace my armor. So, yay, that's good, I guess. Yep. I'd actually want to buy some better armor while I'm at it. I mean, I can more than afford it. Wow, why don't I just use the Gladiator? Better MDC. It only has a minus 5% prowl penalty. The Crusader, the only reason I grabbed it was it has no prowl penalty. But it's got 15 less MDC. So, eh. How the heck does Urban Warrior have a 10% prowl penalty and 50 MDC? Let alone Plastic Man. Well, it's super cheap, though, too. Yeah, most of this armor, I don't know why people would use it. I really don't. There's one or two good options. I mean, Coalition Dead Boy is tough, but it's got a pretty significant prowl penalty. Gladiator is tough, almost as tough, with a 5% prowl penalty, and Crusader has no prowl penalty, but is a little meh when it comes to MDC. Everything else sucks. It's just that. Yeah. Let's see. Let's say we get to town. Midday at, where was that town again? I can scratch out the mystery injured man. Wonder Wheel. And I'm going to say I roll into town with my horse and donkey. Mule, whatever you want to call it. Just keeping track of my total money. So I'm going to go find if there's a general store or weapons and armor shop. It's a larger town. I'd say it's probably even larger than that original town, which was Stonebrook. So it's got several taverns, inns, things like that. It, of course, does have a coalition base there, but there's mostly people just coming and going. Not a whole lot of not a big heavy hand being dropped by the coalition here. And it's along the river, so it's got traders coming and going. So, yeah. Go with that. Now, is there a weapons and armor shop? Yes, of course there is. So, we're going to call it Duke's armory. And I'm going to assign that one. Okay. Just in case I need to know that. Of course, Duke himself is proprietor of armory. And he will get the number 14. Just in case we need to draw randomly for something happening to a place or a person. Okay. So I'm going to go into the shop. And my armor is looking pretty rough, as you know. I've got 12 MDC left with it. It's torn up. It's obviously very damaged. So, you Duke?
Aye, I'm Duke. Well, it's your lucky day. I got a few things for trade in, and I'm looking to buy.
Aye, I can see that you need some new armor, laddie.
Are you looking for the same, or are you looking to maybe upgrade? Well, I'd like something that's still fairly quiet. That's the good thing about this Crusader armor. It makes hunting easy. But at the same time, it doesn't take much hit-wise.
Aye. How about would you fancy maybe a little bit of looking at the gladiator?
Which is, well, pretty much looks like what you'd imagine from a Roman gladiator. Except for it's got spikes and whatnot, so.
It's a little flashy, don't you think? Maybe a little, but at the same time, laddie, you can still sneak in it well, and it can take more of a hit than the Crusader can.
I suppose so.
It's hard to do the Scottish accent with Grim.
No, sorry.
All right. So, can you give me anything on this Crusader armor?
You can sell it for scrap a little bit. I'll give you $5,000 for that.
And that's being generous to you, son.
I know. Yeah. He starts taking it off.
I also have a couple energy rifles and a pistol, if you'd be interested in those. Fairly used, as far as I can tell.
All right, so I'll get the total money there, plus that $5,000, right? Was it $5,000?
Is 1/8 the value of the Crusader armor.
Oh.
All right. That's a good amount of money. I think with that, I'm going to buy two things. I'm going to buy two sets of gladiator armor. Just completely upgrade. Wait on that again, 21, 5% prowl penalty. Two. And okay, I got that noted down there. That's takes 100,000 of my money away, leaving me 3,500 for sundry cash. Cool. Can add that in. I think I'm gonna sell my black market items as well. Gives me 95, 96, 20 total credits. Credits. Cool. Is there anything I want to buy off of here right offhand? I don't think so. Obviously, I can't do anything with power armor or anything like that. So that's useless. Maybe I can pick up a new gun. Okay, that's interesting. The C10 Light Assault Rate Laser Rifle. It's a coalition weapon, right? It does 2d6 mega damage and notes no variable settings. They'll tell you you could only fire it as aimed fire. Rate of fire, aimed burst wild. So no variable settings, but it also has variable settings. Okay. Maybe I'm reading that wrong. I don't know. These are some nice guns. Unfortunately, I can't afford them. I've blown all my money on two sets of armor. But at least now, well, not all my money, but a good portion of it, guns are expensive. But at least. I now have a set of armor and a spare just in case my set of armor gets ruined. Now, I could look at these Wilkes weapons, or actually, I can afford a new Northern Gun pistol if I wanted to. Maybe not. What am I using right now? Oh, just standard laser rifles and whatnot. Yeah, the L20 pulse rifle is what I'm using, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Of course, those are not exactly man-carried. Sorry, looking at the rail guns. Getting distracted, I apologize.
No need to apologize, laddie. Everybody gets a little bit excited looking at my wares. Grim will just look askance at him. Speaking of looking at your wares, is there any inns in this town where you can find a little friendly company? Well, I'm sure you can find a little friendly company at any of the inns, but one that's specific to that particular notion? I think you're going to have to go down a couple blocks over to the Passion Fruit. I'm sorry. The Passion Fruit? Aye. They're a chain.
That was me slapping my forehead, yes. Okay. So, we have established that the Passion Fruit is a series of chain brothels. They're franchised all across the Midwest. So let's draw for 17. And that is where I'm going to head. Franchise. Sorry, jotting a note. Okay. So, is anything going to happen on the way to this passion fruit? No. Let's set a scene while we get to the passion fruit. Player positive. Good. Or character positive. Inform. News. Ooh. Okay, I'm going to say that Grim arrives in the Passion Fruit, and basically it looks just like the Passion Fruit in from our first town, Stonebrook. I mean, you know how most McDonald's all pretty much look the same, and all Burger King's, Taco Bell's, they all pretty much look the same. They're very similar in appearance. This is just the same. They even have a little playpen. Not a children's playpen, mind you. But they've got a playpen. You should see the swings. Anyway. I'm glad I turned this back into a adult podcast. Let's put it that way. So I don't have to worry about offending people anymore. Okay, so he's gonna head in there, and I'm gonna say that they've got some video screens up where some of them are showing sporting events from straight from Chi-Town, and one of them has up news, but they've got the volume down low. And I'm going to say he sees a news story that catches his attention. He's going to walk over to the bar, have a seat, order a beer. Hopefully it's better than the swill they served in Stonebrook. And start watching. In fact, I'm just going to make it up as I go. I'm going to say that he sees dead boys dragging a subject out of a transport, and it looks like it's at Chi-Town itself, at a either a military installation or it's an airfield. Basically, they're pulling him out of a hover transport, and the subject has got a bag over his head, kind of slumped, shackled with his hands behind him. But what he was wearing caught Grimm's attention, and when they pull him out in front of the cameras, they rip the hood off, and it's Ellis. He's been captured. And then it'll cut away to a press conference where there's a spokesperson for the coalition forces talking about how they've captured this domestic terrorist, and they're still looking for other subjects that might be involved in espionage against the state and other interests. And then they'll bring up what was his name again? Pentel, the guy who tried to kill us a couple times. Sorry, I got interrupted by a dragon. But Pentel was Luther's father from the start of this whole thing. He's a corporate jerk who, yeah, tried to blow me up. And basically really wants me dead for some reason. Because I talked to his son, and his son got killed. But apparently his son stole information from his company. And yeah, it's a mess. But anyway, Pentel's talking about how they appreciate the their company, and he appreciates the cooperation of the coalition states, and they are proud of their cooperative relationship they have with the government, and look forward to making sure that all of these terrorists are brought to justice soon. And so, yeah, I'm going to say that's probably not a good thing, considering he apparently thinks Grimm is involved, even though he totally wasn't. But, well, not at first. If he hadn't pushed it, he would never have gotten involved in the first place. But whatever. All right, so the dragon sang. So we're going to call that a good place to stop. As with usual, if you'd like to, please give us a nice review over on the podcast service of your choice where you're hearing this podcast, be it Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher Radio, Spotify, that sort of thing. Also, if you'd like, you can follow me on Twitter, @Squirmy, on Facebook, facebook.com/Squirmy. Also, you can drop by squirmy.com. We have a blog, we have podcasts, we have a Discord server, yada, yada, yada. So, yay! Get involved! Support the podcast! Make me feel like somebody's actually listening. I'm so lonely! Anyway, till next time, I'm Squirmus, and please remember, even if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to squirmy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Squirmy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.